Two things happened in the same reporting cycle that should not be read separately. OpenAI expanded ChatGPT ads globally and confirmed it is building out its ad stack. Google, meanwhile, is testing search ads with restrictive match types inside AI mode, has rolled its AI-powered AdSense help guide out to all English help center traffic, and has opened YouTube personalized ads to alcohol advertisers. None of these is a leak or a rumor. Each is a company on record, moving in the same direction, in the same window of time. The coincidence that isn't. It would be convenient to treat OpenAI's ad expansion and Google's AI mode ad tests as unrelated stories, one about a chatbot company growing up, the other about a search company defending its turf. But the timing tells a different story. Google didn't wait for AI mode to prove itself as a stable product before testing ads inside it. OpenAI didn't wait for ChatGPT to be seen as a settled utility before building the infrastructure to sell against it. Both companies are monetizing their answer surfaces before those surfaces have finished defining what they are for. That sequencing matters. It means the ad stack isn't an afterthought bolted onto a mature product. It is being built in parallel with the product itself. The restrictive match types Google is testing in AI mode are a technical detail, but the detail matters. Google is taking its existing search ads infrastructure and fitting it directly into the conversational answer, not running a side experiment it can quietly drop later. Pair that with the AdSense help guide going AI-powered across all English help center traffic, and you have a company reorganizing its support and monetization systems around the assumption that AI-mediated answers are now the default, not the exception. You don't rebuild your help documentation around a format you think is a passing test. What ad stack means once the assistant is the interface. When ads sat beside search results, the separation between answer and advertisement was visible, however thin a line it was. A chatbot doesn't have that seam in the same way. If ChatGPT is building a full ad stack, the commercial layer isn't sitting next to the answer, it is folded into how the answer gets generated, phrased, and followed up. The piece on getting a product through checkout, not just into a citation, points at exactly this shift. The hard part was never being mentioned by the model, it's what happens after the mention, and that, after, is precisely where an ad stack lives. A mention with nowhere for money to move is just a footnote. A mention connected to checkout is a transaction, and transactions are what ad stacks are built to serve. Google's move to open YouTube personalized ads to alcohol advertisers is a smaller story on its own, but it belongs in this list because it shows the same company expanding ad inventory and targeting categories across its properties at the same moment it is testing ads inside its answer engine. The direction of travel is consistent across the whole company, not confined to one product team experimenting in isolation. More categories, more surfaces, more places where the commercial layer touches content that used to be presented as neutral or at least kept at arm's length from the answer itself. An industry has already formed around gaming the answer. The clearest evidence that neutrality is no longer the operating assumption is that an entire toolset has sprung up to help brands win placement inside AI answers. Semrush bringing AI visibility under its Spotlight product, and Aref's running sessions specifically on winning more citations in AI answers, are not responses to a neutral information layer. Nobody builds a visibility tool for a system that treats every source the same way regardless of who paid for what. These products exist because being cited, mentioned, or recommended by ChatGPT or AI mode has become a commercial position worth measuring and optimizing for, in much the same way ranking on page one of Google search once was, and in some cases still is. That has consequences downstream, and they are already visible. USA Today overhauling its audience strategy while citing search pressure is a publisher admitting, in public, that the traffic economics it built its business on are breaking under the weight of answer engines that keep users inside the assistant rather than sending them out to the original source. The broader data on winners and losers in US website traffic over the past year tells the same story from a different angle. Attention is being redistributed by systems that are, at the very moment they gain that power, also building the ad infrastructure to sell against it. The redistribution and the monetization are happening on the same timeline, run by the same handful of companies. Neutral was always a marketing claim. None of this makes OpenAI or Google dishonest for building revenue into their AI products. Companies are allowed to make money, and nobody seriously expected either firm to run these systems as a charity forever. But it should end any lingering assumption that ChatGPT or AI mode function as impartial reference desks that happen to be very good at talking. A reference desk doesn't need a full ad stack. A reference desk doesn't need restrictive match types tested inside its answers. A reference desk doesn't inspire a market of tools built specifically to help brands win favorable mentions inside it, because there would be nothing to win. What's being built, in both companies, at the same time, is an answer layer with a commercial engine underneath it. The fact that it's happening in lockstep is the tell. If only one of them were doing this, you could call it a strategic choice by a single company under pressure to find new revenue. When both do it simultaneously, on parallel timelines, with parallel tooling emerging around them, it stops looking like a choice either company made independently. It looks like the shape the technology was always going to take once it became large enough to matter commercially, and the neutral assistant framing was the marketing that bought time before that shape became visible. That time is now up.